Out-of-control wildfires are raging in Patagonia on the tip of South America in both Argentina and Chile. It's been blazing hot during their summer, with the central part of Argentina reaching a record high of 113 degrees Fahrenheit in mid-January. And on January 12th, Argentina's federal government declared a one-year fire emergency because of the ongoing situation. Though the native vegetation for much of the region is a wet forest, major forest fires have become much more frequent in recent decades as the climate changes. Thomas Kitzberger is a professor of ecology at the National University of Camagüey in Bariloche, Argentina. That's in the foothills of the Andes, not far from the recent forest fires, and he joins me now to discuss. Welcome to Living on Earth, Thomas.
Thank you for inviting me.
So can you please describe this region of Patagonia for our listeners who maybe haven't been there?
Well, we are in a forested region. These are southern temperate forests. These are evergreen trees, very different from the North American coniferous forest, that strive along the Andes on both sides, on Chile and in Argentina. And they are basically fed by the rains that come from the Pacific Ocean, generating a different kinds of forest, like rainforest, southern conifer forest, shrublands, and finally the Patagonian steppe, which is a grassland. There is an important rain shadow effect of the Andes on this Pacific moisture that comes in. It's just very similar to what happens maybe in Washington State, where you have the Cascades and the rain shadow. It's very similar. So it's like a mirror of the Northern Hemisphere, but with very different species. Species that are not really very adapted to fire. So it is a fascinating region of the world.
Well, it sounds just stunning. It sounds amazingly beautiful. But what has it been like there recently in terms of heat and fires?
Yeah, we are witnessing now very strong changes due to climate change. We are witnessing a 50-year-long trend in drying and in warming. We are experiencing hot spells. We are experiencing thunderstorms, which were not very common in this region in the past. Mortality of forests, even without fire, trees die off due to drought, and of course, very large fires in recent times. So we are very concerned about those changes.
How natural is fire in this region of Patagonia? What do you see in the longer history?
Well, the long history what tells us that the fire was a disturbance in the forest, but it was not a frequent disturbance in the forest. So there could be eventual lightnings. There could be eventual volcanic eruptions. We have a lot of volcanoes here. And there could be also indigenous people burning the forest. But these forest fires were generally smaller and less frequent. So if you go back in time and you reconstruct fire history of the wet forest, you could have fires every maybe 500 years. And this is completely compatible with the existence of these kind of forests, these kinds of species that are not very well adapted to fire. But still, if the fire is not very frequent, very large trees, you know, a mature forest can withstand fire because the trees are very large and some of the trees survive the fire and they create a new generation of trees that can strive until the next fire every 300, 400, 500 years. The problem is that under new climatic scenarios, the forest will burn more frequently if the ignition is there. And the ignition is there now, you know, because there are more people and there are more lightnings.
So tell me more about that. Why is there more lightning now in Patagonia? What's going on with climate change that's contributing to just the right conditions for more fire?
Well, this is something we have detected in the past 10 years. We have first looked at the number of lightning-ignited fires that were reported in historical documents. And we have noticed that since the 1980s, 1990s, the number of lightning-ignited fires that were reported has tripled compared to the previous period, from the 1950s to the 1970s, which is correlated with increases in temperature of the summer. So we're having hotter summers, drier summers, and summers that are more prone to thunderstorms. And these thunderstorms are related to a change in the circulation of the subtropical air masses that come from the Amazon and from northern Argentina, from Paraguay. And they are funneled in from the north to the plains of the Andes. as far south as Bariloche and even further south. A thing that previously this climatic pattern was not very common because in general what we have is westerly circulation of wind. And the westerly wind is generally very stable and does not produce lightning. So when you have a Pacific storm coming in, it doesn't carry lightning. Whereas when you have a northerly wind coming in, it is very unstable air. So, and this produces generally these dry thunderstorms, which are so dangerous in a region because they don't produce much rain, but they produce lightning. And if that combines with a drought, the probability of ignition of a lightning, that it ignites a fire, is very high.
Yeah, it seems like a very good scenario for creating a fire.
Yeah.
And I understand that there is a monoculture of pine trees that were planted there decades ago for timber. How do they factor into the fires that you're experiencing?
Yeah, it's not a very good combination because these plantations were promoted by the Argentinian government during the 1970s and 1980s, and they were promoted by subsidies. So the owners of the land were given money to plant pine trees, ponderosa pine, radiata, Pinus radiata, pseudotsuga, this Douglas fir, lodgepole pine, all these trees that are northern hemisphere conifers, generally from North America. And you already know these are very flammable species. They have high content of resins, of volatiles in the leaves. They burn at very high intensities. So these species were planted for many, many years in Patagonia, and many of these plantations were later abandoned. Unfortunately, they were abandoned because this is bad policy. There was not really a market for this wood. The wood was not very high quality. So the plantations were abandoned because the money was already cashed in. The government paid for the seedlings. They didn't pay for the mature trees. So once the plantation was established, the plantation was not taken care of. There was no thinning. So these trees are loaded with dry fuels. And the other problem is that some of these species are very invasive to our native ecosystems. So what has happened during the last 3 to 4 decades is an active invasion of conifer trees into native ecosystems. And these trees are capable of establishing under the canopy of the native trees. And they create what we call novel ecosystems. These are novel combinations of native trees with conifer trees. And the problem is, when a fire sweeps through that invaded native ecosystem, the dominant tree after the fire sweeps through the forest will be the exotic conifer.
You know, I've read personal accounts of people that survived the fires there, and they say these massive pine trees just went up, you know, like that, just in minutes. They were just in flames and practically gone, you know, immediately.
Yes.
It was just, they burned so quickly.
Yeah, they have adapted for millions of years to burn very hot, the conifers, but they, at the same time, they have created their own adaptations to repopulate the area afterwards. So the serotinous cones, which opens with the heat, and many other adaptations like very thick barks to resist the fire and so on. And some of the fire policies that are being applied in Patagonia come from the fire science ecology school of North America. And the problem is that you cannot translate. So our species that are more adapted to warmer conditions. So we really have to assume that the conditions of the future are going to be different. We cannot have the romantic idea of going back to our 19th century landscape because it's a romantic view which is not going to be very resilient to the future conditions.
Thomas Kitzberger is a professor of ecology at the National University of Camagüey in Bariloche, Argentina. Thank you so much for taking this time with me today. I really enjoyed our chat.
Oh, it was a pleasure, Dobby. Thank you very much for inviting me.